This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. With obesity and diabetes on the rise, experts are pushing healthier diets, but fresh produce can be pricey and hard to get for many families. An innovative program first launched by the Vermont Youth Conservation Corps in Richmond is now being expanded to other parts of Vermont to make it easier for needy families to get locally grown fruits and vegetables. VPR's Nina Keck reports on the efforts in Rutland.
Participating farmers drop off their produce on Wednesday mornings.
How many carrots, Ryan?
The Vermont Farmers Food Center in Rutland, a warehouse-like space used for the city's indoor farmers market, springs to life as volunteers and teenage workers begin unloading colorful bins of fruits and vegetables. One even stops for a quick sample.
What are you eating?
Green pepper. It's really good.
Heidi Lynch smiles as she watches. She coordinates this program, known as the Rutland Healthcare Share. Thanks to a $100,000 three-year grant from Rutland Regional Medical Center's Bouse Foundation, Lynch says they've been able to offer 75 local families a summer's worth of fresh produce, free.
We worked with primary care providers to identify families and individuals that are facing food insecurity or diet-related health issues, so diabetes, obesity, heart disease, things like that.
She says she also wanted to help the local agriculture community, so they specifically contracted with new farmers to help them grow their business. Ryan Yoder of Danby is one of them. He'll earn $4,000 for his produce. Guaranteed sales, he says he and the other farmers really appreciate.
We bring vegetables every week, and I brought 120 pounds of carrots to get divvied up for the healthcare share, and it's every single week for 12 weeks this summer, and it's going great.
Four local teenagers benefit as well. Part of the Vermont Youth Conservation Corps, they've spent the summer working on the farms. Then on Wednesdays, they unload and transfer all the produce into 75 grocery bags arranged on long tables.
Okay, you want to describe what's going on?
Yeah, peppers, it's just one per share. Eggplant is going to be...
After all the bags are prepped, people like Amanda Lawson of Chittenden pick up their shares. Lawson and her husband have six children, two of whom are foster kids they hope to adopt. Amanda says before they took part in the farm share, they might have had fresh vegetables once or twice a week.
That's if we were lucky. Now, we're probably four nights a week.
And she says she loves that the food they're eating is locally grown.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. Every time we walk in, the kids all go in as well, and they're so excited to see there's all these bags laid out, and it's almost like unwrapping a gift, you know? They're so excited to see what's in that bag, and then what are we going to make with this, you know? And it's usually so colorful.
Total honesty now, are your kids eating the vegetables that you cook?
Absolutely. They love them. And I kind of try to disguise some of them. So, you know, maybe if we're getting kale, if I cut it up small enough and saute it, they don't really know, but they're getting it.
And getting those extra servings of fresh fruits and vegetables is what the Healthcare Share program is all about. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.